This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning devotions. Yesterday morning, I started talking about decluttering your life, talking about how important it is to sometimes help someone to declutter, get rid of some of the rubbish and the stuff that's been piled up above the cupboards, the Christmas presents that haven't been opened. Jesus said, "Less is better when you put me first." And he said, "For where your heart will always be, that's where your riches are." So what are the treasures of life? What's the most important thing? I'm sure we all have too much stuff, don't we? And I have an idea that some people live with clutter because they cling to the past. They just can't bear to part with anything that they value. And everything's got a special meaning, a special memory or purpose. You keep on collecting until you don't clean out. The clutter keeps growing. And I know that possessions have meaning and purpose, but of course there's a limit. We don't live in heaven yet, and some of us are obsessed with things. We acquire so much, but in the end, we don't enjoy them. Why do we do this? Why do we accumulate so much? God actually is the master renovator of our lives, and he can do a wonderful spring clean if we allow him into our lives, because it's God who puts everything into proper perspective, and ask him to help you to enjoy what he has for you today. I want to say today that God never intended that we get bogged down with worldly possessions. I mean, look at the example of Jesus. If you've read any of the gospel stories, you'll see Jesus, that he and his disciples traveled light. Their focus was on teaching God's word wherever they were in any situation. They were not really about acquiring stuff and showing them off. And as you read about the life of Jesus, you just don't get the sense that he was obsessive or compulsive. You don't sense that he had a frazzled mind or was overwhelmed with activity. Rather, it seems that Jesus was always on schedule, never late, never in a hurry, moment by moment doing the will of the Father. So give God his rightful share of your time and space. I'm talking about decluttering your life. Start your day with God. God's mercies are new every morning. That's what the Bible says. And God's strength and wisdom is fresh for you and for me. Take advantage of that. Talk to God about everything that you plan to do, because nothing is insignificant. Nothing's too small. If you want to change the atmosphere of your morning and your whole day, simply start your day by going to God, giving it to him first. So how do we get rid of clutter? Not talking about the physical so much, but it begins with the heart. And another word here, and I want to again talk about this tomorrow, forgiveness. Declutter your heart through forgiveness. Just as sure as a heart attack will stop a marathon runner, so bitterness will be the ruin of a Christian trying to live his life, because the Bible says, "Let go of all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour, evil speaking. Let all this be put away from you and with all malice." That's Ephesians 4 verse 31. Because bitterness is like plaque that constricts the spiritual arteries. It prevents God's grace from freely flowing to and from the heart. I hope you don't have that sense of bitterness towards someone today. In other words, no grudge, no hatred, no jealousy, just not even one little bit of it. No wonder the Bible says, "Be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another, for God has forgiven you through Christ." That's from Ephesians 4 verse 32. So forgiving someone is like taking off your heavy boots that you bring into your house after a hard day's work, and you just put on your slippers or some lightweight running shoes. It just feels so good, doesn't it? And so letting go and forgiving somebody enables you to experience God's grace and God's love. Is in our fast-paced society, our minds become cluttered very easily. How do we slow it down? And I think there's this word focus. Declutter your mind through focus. I mean, Jesus had a single focus, and his focus was doing the will of his Father. Paul the Apostle said, "This one thing I do." Now, we would say, well, these 40 things that I attempt to multitask, but focus is the discipline. It's the discipline that we've got to develop if we want to declutter our minds. Heavenly Father, I pray you'll show us what to do. There are many lessons we've got to learn. Help us to forgive, let go of bitterness. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.